Okay, welcome everybody to E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. This is Anton Kraley, and as always, you can find all of our podcast episodes at ecommercelifestyle.com. Now, today I am back in Austin, Texas. I am in my office right now, and if you're listening to this on the podcast, I know you can't see around me, but behind me is a whiteboard that my team and I kind of have been mapping out different roles that we either need to expand to or that we need to bring on, and I thought it would make sense for me to do an episode and not just talk about who we're hiring, because I mean, that might be helpful to you, but I think what's more helpful is if I share with you what we're looking for in these new hires. And, you know, if you're hiring, you know, similar positions, or if you ever are, maybe you can look for some of these same traits. And just so you know, everything that we are looking for specifically, like why we're looking for different roles and how we're looking to fill them, isn't random. It's based on a lot of experience with bringing people onto our team, some of them that have just been total winners and performed better than I ever thought they would, and some of them that I couldn't believe I ever made the mistakes in hiring them in the first place. So definitely have done things the wrong way, have done things the right way. I'm not going to say I have this down to a science yet, but now, you know, after I've been in business, what, like 12 years, I think I definitely have more of a refined process for what I look for and how I bring different people onto the team. So again, that's what I'm going to share with you. And hopefully you can use some of these methods in your own business. Now, the four new roles that we're hiring for, trying to fill actually before our Dropship Lifestyle Bali retreat, are a full-time videographer. So someone that's going to be filming me, filming products, filming interviews, just helping to produce content. We're hiring the videographer. We're hiring an ad manager, full-time ad manager. That's here in our office in Austin, Texas. That's a tongue twister. We're hiring a full-time copywriter that is here in Austin. And we're hiring someone that can do design and development. So again, four new roles, all very, very important, all going to help us get to the next stage of growth. So the way that I'm hiring the videographer, again, based on experience of hiring what I would call creatives, you know, people that really need to have a certain type of personality, need to not just stand there, in this case with a camera, and film me, but need to bring ideas to the table, need to give feedback, need to help to actually take us from where we are to that next level. So with creative people, what I found when hiring them is even if someone gives you the best demo reel or the best sample of writing or the best ad they said they wrote or the best thing they've ever illustrated, right? That's not enough to know if they're a good fit for your company, again, for the creative type. So the way that we're hiring the videographer, even though this is a 40-hour a week role, is I'm going to bring three different people on. They're all going to come to the office here. They're all going to complete the same exact project. And whichever one does the best on the project, I'm not even going to make them a full-time offer. I'm only going to have them come in for 1 month for 30 days on a full-time basis. So not only will I have the best of three to choose from, and again, this is after screening all the applicants that we've already received, I'm going to choose the best of those three, and then the best one will get a 30-day contract position here at the company. We'll make sure it's a good fit. And if the creativity really is what I see it when I'm interviewing, and if they work well with the rest of the team, that will become a full-time role. But this is something that, again, I've made the mistakes in the past, so you don't have to. With a creative type person, don't ever just bring them on like full-time on salary from day one based on what they told you they could do. This is definitely a role where not only do they have to prove themselves, but they have to prove themselves in your company. And you have to be sure that they can match kind of your work environment, because creatives are, I don't want to say flaky, but it's hit or miss. So that's how I'm hiring for that role. Now, the next role is an ad manager, and this is probably more relevant to everybody listening to this podcast, right? And this is someone that's going to work full-time, and all they are going to do is manage one of our ad accounts, one of our Google ad accounts, and they're going to be also involved in what we call experimental ads. So basically, every month, we take between 10 and 20% of our budget, and we put it towards a new ad type that we've never tried before. Not just a new ad type, but a new platform, you know, so something that we've heard about, but we don't know if it's going to work or not. So for this role, and this is something that I've made this mistake also, and you don't have to, if you're hiring for an ad manager, I would copy what I'm doing, okay? What we're doing is only for this role, hiring someone that has experience spending at least $50,000 a month in ads. And more importantly than that, we want them to be doing that, spending that money in a competitive niche. Now, when you look for something that kind of skill set, you know, and that kind of criteria, again, not many people are managing 50K plus budgets a month that are currently in the job market. And not many of them are in Austin where they're going to be working from, you know, and not many of them have done that in a competitive niche where they've been the lead. So for a role like this, the mistake that I've made in the past was basically just interviewing a bunch of people and picking the best option that I had, right? The best on the table. And what happened with that is I kind of got what I should have expected. I got subpar results. I got something that wasn't really fitting the role. But here's the thing, with the ad manager role, with someone that's that involved, and I say 50K minimum budget, we spend like $150,000 a month on ads. So I need someone that's comfortable going from 150 to 200 to where I want to get, where we're spending $300,000 a month on ads. And that person really has to be someone that can deal well under pressure. They have to be a leader, even if they're not leading a team. So someone that's proven to not break down, because this is one role. Again, if you haven't hired this person in your business yet, what you might realize is people really do get like anxiety. When you have that much money going out like every month in ads, the price of most houses in the States, or you know, the price of a Lamborghini every month being spent on ads, people like they break down and they just can't handle the pressure. And that's the worst thing that you want. So how we're hiring for that role, again, ad manager, it's going to be hard. I'm assuming someone's going to be relocating from somewhere else here to Austin. If they're here already, that's awesome. But they need to be very experienced. They need to be very confident, very comfortable under pressure. And they need to be a leader, again, even if they're not leading other people, because they're going to have days where they're going to have to like basically like mentally force themselves through to get the budgets to that next level. So that's what I recommend. Don't bring someone on to do your ads that's like, hey, I'm thinking of learning Facebook ads and I really love your company. Can I work with you and you teach me what you know? Like that's not, if you're really trying to scale, don't hire that person that wants to grow with you. For this role, hire the person that's going to pull you up to where they've been already, because they're going to know more than you. And again, ads are so important with scale that that's what you need there. And that's what we need there. So no beginners in ad managers. Okay. Keep that in mind, especially when you want to outsource this. Now, next role. Okay. Copywriter. This one, I'm looking for something totally different than the other roles, right? Copywriter, they do things like write our product descriptions, our emails, they help with blog posts, they write sales pages. They're kind of hands-on in all aspects of the business, right? They're writing our copy. And what I've done in the past is hire copywriters that have years and years and years of copywriting experience, but not, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but in a different way than we do it, and in a different way than what gets results in terms of marketing. And I say this all the time, but if you run an e-commerce store like we do, you're a marketer, right? You do marketing, you do sales. That's how your business makes money. Of course, you sell good products. You want to create things that actually benefit people, but the way you make money is by being a marketer. So with this role, what I've learned, again, the hard way, is even though I'm saying I want a copywriter, it's not just someone that, you know, has credentials that they can proofread anything and make everything flow and perfect grammar. What I really want is someone that's passionate. And this is the key word for a copywriter, someone that's passionate about great copy, someone that gets an email about, you know, a new product release or gets a new newsletter and they read it and they love it so much that they take a screenshot of it or they bookmark it, right? Or they put it on a Trello board they have, or they put a link in a Google sheet and they literally collect great copy. Because I was having this conversation just earlier, actually, with my core team. And none of, like, we all know copy, but we're not copywriters. And even us, right? Just being passionate about marketing, we all have those folders. We all have those images saved. We all have those emails starred where when we got them, we're like, wow, that is so good how they did this, how they shared that message, how they, you know, pitched this product, whatever it is. So with the copywriter, the main thing that we're looking for when this new person comes on board, again, it's passion. They should have these things saved. They should be an active student. They should be part of different copy Facebook groups. They should go to events because they want to hear different copywriters present. They should be a student of this game. So it's different than like the videographer, because videographer is creative also, but it's different when it comes to the copywriter, because that really is more about passion. So I kind of don't look at them like, you know, there's a different hiring process, basically. Like the videographer, I don't need them to be, you know, saving videos that they love, and I don't need them to be going to every conference. Whereas the copywriter, success there, that's a big part of it, being obsessed. Because with copy, like, it can get mundane also. And if someone's doing very repetitive work, if they're not actively seeking out new knowledge, then they're going to be putting out the same thing over and over and over. And if you even hire them at, like, let's say they're like a 7 out of 10 in terms of how good they are. If they're not learning anything new, next year they're going to be a 6, then they're going to be a 5, then they're going to be a 4, then they're going to be someone on your payroll that's making you less money while you pay them the same amount or more. So find someone, again, that's a student of this, that's passionate, that's always looking for the next thing, that's studying what's working in the market. And that's how you'll have success there. And again, that's what we're hiring for with our new copywriter. Now, the last role that we're bringing on immediately, again, as soon as we find the perfect person, is what I'm calling design and development. And this isn't a person that's like, they're not going to be like designing logos, or they're not going to be doing our graphic design. We already have a full-time graphic designer and she's great. But what we want now is a person that's full-time that can design things like, you know, ultimate guides and buyer's guides. And these are things on our website. So think of them as like upgraded blog posts, like interactive blog posts. We want someone that could do that. We want someone that can make even kind of like next level tweaks to our stores. Like Laura could do a lot, but we're looking for like that next level. And what we realized with this role, right, is we don't have to hire local. Like at first I was kind of convinced that I want someone here in the office that we can meet with, that we can go through everything with, you know, for how we want this page to look and these ideas that we have in our head, we can just explain in person to have them make it like a visual thing. But then what I realized is to find a person that's really good at this, right? Like, so design, and this is like not just like the way things look, but like sales funnel design and flow. The people that are really good that we would have to bring in-house, that's like at least a six-figure job. Again, for someone that's really good with it, right? But for that role, after discussing it with my team, we realized we don't really need this person in the office. And we realized that in certain countries, like in the Ukraine, which is where we're actively trying to hire for this now, we can get someone for between like $1,500 to $2,000 a month. That is the equivalent of a six-figure job here in the States. And what this person, like, they honestly, again, like another role, like the ads manager, they should be better than us. So our job with them is to bring them our ideas and then to kind of hand it off and let them turn those ideas into reality. So that's how we're hiring for that role. It's based totally on their portfolio, things they've done for similar companies. Again, that's full time. We're looking at the Ukraine right now. It'll probably be there. If not, it'll probably be somewhere else in Eastern Europe because the time zone's not too far off and the quality of work is really good. So again, those are the four roles that we're bringing on: videographer, ads manager, copywriter, and designer and developer, and just a little bit about how we're hiring each one and kind of what I look for. So I just wanted to share that again really quick. Well, it's been like 10 minutes because I'm excited about it. We just posted all of the job descriptions online, which, by the way, if you're listening to this right now and you think that you might be a good fit for one of these roles, go to dropshiplifestyle.com/careers. Yeah, dropshiplifestyle.com/careers. And that will redirect you to our workable page where you could see open roles and apply if you think you'd be a good fit. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. It's going to be a massive year. This past month, actually, it's crazy. We just passed on the info side of business. We just passed $10 million in sales, which is like amazing because, you know, I've done it with e-commerce, with physical products, but I never have done it with info. So now I could get to say, like, officially, I've built multiple eight-figure e-commerce stores, and now I've built an eight-figure info business as well. So really exciting, gives me a lot of momentum to keep pushing this thing and to, you know, really scale it up. So that's what we're working on. If you have any interest in this topic, you have any, you know, opinions you want to share on how you hire or what you look for, go to ecommercelifestyle.com, click on episodes, click on this episode. I think it's going to be called like How I Hire. And then yeah, feel free to, you know, leave a comment, let me know your thoughts. And with that being said, guys, I'm going to sign off now. I'm going to go have lunch and I'll see you in the next episode of E-commerce Lifestyle. Thank you, everybody.